The Traveler's Journal, December 28th, with the essential Grand Tetons. Other mountain ranges may be larger, higher, and snowier than this string of pointed peaks that tower some 6,000 precipitous feet over the Snake River in northwest Wyoming, but few of them are as perfectly proportioned. Standing alone, with no intervening foothills to block the view, the Tetons seem to have been created in a single geological stroke, fully formed in the ideal of steep, stony mountains. Named Les Trois Tetons, the Three Tetons, by early French-Canadian trappers, Grand, Middle, and South Teton lie in the middle of a 310,000-acre national park. The valley they define is called Jackson Hole, with its booming town, airport, and popular ski area. The Tetons attract lovers of the outdoors to hike, bike, camp, and paddle. Sound rock and steep, long routes from easy to advanced have made the Tetons a cradle of North American mountaineering and climbing. These human activities share the Tetons with herds of bison, elk, moose, antelope, bighorn sheep, along with black and grizzly bears, and at least two packs of wolves who've migrated from Yellowstone in the north or Jedediah Smith Wilderness to the west. All told, the area has 18 million acres of semi-wild country, enough to show what nature once was, and, in the 21st century, may just be again. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.